quickly call up Ram and Sam. I'm just going to ask them some quick questions as two individuals who have served and are serving with a little interesting perspective. It's just Sam, so when you were on Doulos, a challenge was posed to you. What was that challenge?
It was to try and bring together connections for new people joining our church.
Okay, and you had an idea. What did you do with that?
Part of it was to try and encourage them to go to teas and coffees after church to different houses, and part of that involved going with them and a lot of persuasion.
So that's a great thing, but you saw a stepping stone, an intermediate step, didn't you? So what did you feel called to do? Because nobody asked you to do this. What was it you actually did?
Yeah, so I didn't feel I was getting very far, and not many new people were actually going to the houses. So I thought, why not bring it here? So the idea was to, while everyone's milling about afterwards, chatting with each other, is to actually serve teas and coffees here and biscuits, so that we had that whilst everyone's joining in, they're there milling about, and I could see everybody enjoying themselves.
Now, if this was an easy thing, we'd have done it years ago, but it's actually quite tricky here to arrange this, and there were a lot of practical problems. So why didn't you just give up because you didn't have many people to help and there was all kinds of practical problems?
Well, I didn't do it on my own. I had a team, and a lot of creativity came from that team, really. So it was overcoming problems, finding solutions together.
And those of us who were observing thought, well, you'll do it for a few months while you're on Doulos, maybe while the weather's nice, and then it'll stop. That didn't happen, though, did it?
I wear my gloves while I'm serving in the winter.
But why would you carry on doing this?
Because it's just a sense of that togetherness and that fellowship afterwards. I mean, I just watch. I do a lot of watching, believe it or not, at the same time, and I just see how those conversations are happening around us, and it's drawing new people in. And you see people disappear very quickly after the meetings, but gradually more and more people are now. I'm seeing new people coming and taking teas and coffees. That means they're staying, and that's the joy I'm getting from it.
Thank you, Sam. Ram, you kind of started joining in things here about 2 years ago. Serving was actually one of the first things you did to get involved. Just tell us a bit about that.
When I first joined church, surrounded by my peers a lot, so I wanted to build new relationships. So I thought setup was a good way to do that.
And so you got involved in setup, and did it help with new relationships?
It did, but I wasn't serving in that capacity. It was duty at the time for me.
So you were just kind of doing a thing, yeah? But then something changed in your heart, you were telling me. What was it that changed and why?
I met Christ. I saw my cross being carried. And that's when it became really real, that this wasn't just duty, this is something more. He lets me express my heart for him, and he lets me express his heart for everyone else in a practical way. I realise that's serving.
Wonderful. And now you've picked up a new serving role, and God showed you something more. What's your new serving role?
So I'm an older youth leader for the split, the older lot for the split that James mentioned earlier. And he's showed me a massive capacity for compassion. It's something I never thought I could develop to that extent. And it's been amazing. We had our first Monday night meeting earlier this week. So we had about 24, 25 people in a room. But these weren't just older youth. This was just, it's like watching plants grow and you just can't wait to see the fruit from it. It's amazing. And all you wish is for this. It's just for them to know salvation, to know what he looks like, and to see him carry their cross.
You found it quite emotional, didn't you, seeing that room?
It was, yeah. I remember going back and just being on my knees and just crying and just thinking, I would love for all of them to just share in that, to know his face.
Not that one, actually. Right, we've got a game for you. You're going to watch a video, okay? So in a minute, I'll get you standing somewhere different. And you've got to memorize the things you see in the video, right? It's a memory game. So Zachary and Daniel, come and stand over here. And Ruby and Simon, you come and stand here. All right. You can all join in at home. All right. Don't shout anything out. It's just a memory game. Okay, and Memorize as much as you can, and then we've got some questions for you. And I'll give you a hint. The question is going to be, what area of serving do you think this item represents? Okay?